it obviously is not porn, and I find it very concerning that it was added to a porn list, which seems like an effort to hide the fact that live action is being blocked.
That is the altered voice of one Eric Cochran, who up until just a few days ago was an employee of Pinterest, the social media company. Why was he fired from his job for saying that very thing? What he was reporting was true, and yet to speak it publicly evidently cost him his job. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's group, doing some investigative work behind the scenes with Pinterest, kind of broke this story a week or so ago. And in their behind-the-scenes expose, there was a shadowy figure with an altered voice. His name is Eric Cochran. He joins us now at Kevin McCullough Radio. Eric, welcome. Glad you can be here. Let
Thank you
me
for
ask
having me.
you, absolutely. Let me ask you first thing. What was it that made you desire to go public with the Veritas group and telling what you knew about the things from behind the scene? Had you been enticed to do that? Was this something you felt morally obligated to do? What was your motivation?
Well, it was actually when I saw Project Veritas's video about Facebook and from a Facebook insider earlier this spring. I saw that, and then I realized that a lot of the things that just seemed normal to me in Silicon Valley were actually very not normal and very scary to the general public. And then Pinterest, as it became a public company, $13 billion company, it was in with the big tech circles, all the same trust and safety people were talking to each other. I realized that we were gearing up these censorship efforts. And then when I was seeing terms like Christian quotes and Bible verses, and then when I saw live action being quietly censored, being covertly censored on a porn block list so that people couldn't even link to live action, that's when I knew that the public absolutely had the right to know what was going on. And the thing is, to go to Project Veritas was the obvious choice for me because, like, where else was I going to go? Was the New York Times going to cover this? Was the
Right,
Washington
right.
Post going to cover this? And of course not. And they probably would have even turned me in to Pinterest before, and of course not run the story. And so coming to Project Veritas was just the obvious choice to me. And then absolutely, then the public knew. And then the thing is, the result is then, of course, that Pinterest then actually banned Live Action's account after that, in addition to keeping all live action links on the porn block list to prevent them from being posted anywhere on Pinterest. And the result is that Pinterest then had to send this email to Live Action that said, "We don't allow your misinformation and your ideas that cause public harm." And so they actually had to admit that they believe that pro-life views are misinformation. So at least they have to be transparent now, and at least the public knows.
Yeah, let's not get the cart before the horse here. Take us back to when you, when you discovered what Pinterest was doing to live action. How did it work?
Oh, sure. So this is I was kind of looking at our back end and seeing terms that were being censored. And of course, thousands of them are just normal, terrible terms that nobody would want, and are against the public policy of Pinterest. And I was looking through them, and I was like, okay, this stuff's pretty normal. And then I would see every once in a while some terms like Christian Easter, and be like, okay, that's kind of weird that we're censoring that kind of stuff. And then actually, it was through messages I was seeing it. So at Pinterest, we used Slack, which is an internal messaging tool. And I would see messages from people. And there was even a message from somebody saying, "Hey, I think we," it was mentioning live action, was saying, We don't currently have a public policy against pro-life or pro-choice content, but I think we need to keep this on the block list. And I was like, and I didn't, and you know, that was very shocking to me, as it should be to most people. And so then discovering that stuff, as I just kept looking more into the back end and what was actually going on, and seeing that these public policies didn't match up to how they were actually implemented by employees
right.
of the company.
Right.
Then I realized that, yeah, I needed, this was newsworthy content.
Well, so they had actually gone to putting live action into terms that the site would block. You couldn't link to live action. Live action still did have an account at that point, but it became very hard for fans of live action or followers of live action to link or to distribute the material of live action. And so in the process of doing all of that, live action had a negative reaction hit them in terms of not as many people being able to find it. We're speaking with Eric Cochran, who's been fired from his job at Pinterest. The reason is most likely he came forward with this behind-the-scenes censorship that Pinterest was implementing to suppress Christian pro-life and conservative viewpoints and content online. Now, walk us through, Eric, about how and why they decided to fire you, because obviously Veritas did all they could to keep your identity secret.
Yeah, absolutely. So I always knew there was a risk. You know, I thought it was a pretty small risk that they would find anything because, you know, Pinterest was still kind of, one of the newer big tech companies but with about 2,000 people or so. But I knew there was a risk. And so when the story came out on Tuesday, a couple weeks ago, it came out on a Tuesday, I just mentally prepared myself for whatever would happen at work, but I figured, you know, life would go on and there'd be a reaction and I'd continue my work at Pinterest, et cetera, in anonymity. And, when I actually got down to my desk, then I realized that all of my accounts were locked out at Pinterest, and then, security eventually just came and found me and then escorted me out. I figure, you know, as a tech company, they probably had logs of who, looked at certain documents and such.
And as such, they were able to tell that you had actually accessed those documents and seen them in some way.
I mean, we don't know for sure, but that is a possibility. You know, they probably do keep logs on things.
What has been your response to the firing? Are you fighting it? Are you hoping to get your job back? What do you want to do at this point?
I absolutely want to dedicate my life right now to pro-life activism, especially to making a difference in the world. And, you know, just speaking like personally, it's like I'm extremely pro-life. I work on it, expressing pro-life views and activism in San Francisco, and
which is not an easy place to hold that position, I would imagine.
I mean, yeah, in a lot of ways. I mean, I view it as a very progressive issue, as a human rights issue. So there's common ground with a lot of people, more than they realize. But yeah, certainly at the at more of the legislation level, it's tougher. I always viewed my role, you know, as it was a few weeks ago, as somebody who could provide for the pro-life movement, you know, work, do my job and basically financially provide for the pro-life movement. And then when I saw this, I realized that, like, of course, people had to know about this censorship. And
the fight was bigger than what you had originally
inspire more insiders to speak out when they see the censorship, especially at this time, because the reason this got so big is because of the abortion issue, is because the tech companies and the media establishment know that Roe v. Wade's going to get overturned, and they know it's going to be a fierce battle. And so that's why I encourage, like, all insiders to go to projectveritas.com/brave. People really do have your back, and they're listening, and this is the watershed moment. And so as far as me, yeah, I hope to inspire more insiders, and I want to commit my life to making a difference here. Immediate future, just going day by day right now.
Gotcha. Well, we're speaking with Eric Cochran, who lost his job at Pinterest because he came forward with Project Veritas and James O'Keefe's group to tell the story that Pinterest was actually blocking, and not by typical means. They were actually putting groups like Lila Rose's Live Action under the porn category within their internal algorithms, and in doing so would prevent people from being able to link to or to share Live Action content. Of course, we're big fans of Live Action in Kevin McCullough Radio, and this caught our attention. You know, my personal feeling is if this bothers you, you should cancel your Pinterest account. If it bothers your sensibilities, you shouldn't have anything to do with that platform. Because it's one thing to say, you know, we disagree with you. Twitter and Facebook have done that publicly in several different ways. But to my knowledge, they have not at least systematically said to pro-lifers, we're going to eliminate you from being able to be present on our platform. And that's something that Pinterest went the extra step in doing. And Eric Cochran, a software engineer who worked there, is now able to speak freely because Pinterest let him go. And he's telling his story. Hey, Eric, if people want to help, what's the best way they can get involved in your particular mission and what you hope to do?
So currently I have a GoFundMe. If you just Google GoFundMe Pinterest whistleblower, it comes up. The biggest thing that I want to tell people is if you or somebody you know is on the inside and has seen this hypocrisy and corruption, let people know. Go to projectveritas.com/brave, and real journalists are listening and 100% have your back.
I think that's really good advice, and I appreciate you spending some time with us and coming on. And, Eric, best wishes. Keep us informed on what's going on so that we can tell the rest of your story as it happens.
Definitely will do. Thank you.
All right. Eric Cochran, formerly of Pinterest. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.